My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're pretty fast at it.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living. Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Chuck, this is disgusting, man.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. For the first time on TV, I eat pig liver and blow chunks. That's right. I blow big one-pound chunks of scrapple meat.
The air comes through this tube and blows the meat off?
Exactly.
Scrapple. It's a regional taste treat made here by one big, happy family.
You don't even know who you're related to, man.
It's too big around here.
And later, I put my best foot forward as I learn the snappy secrets of one of the most expensive shoe shines in the world.
How much do you charge?
$8 million.
$8 million.
Seems pricey.
Oh, God.
When I was a kid, my parents sent me to spend a weekend with my Uncle Nelson and my Aunt Mary Lou in Delaware. One morning, my Aunt Mary Lou made a skillet full of something I'd never had before and dumped it on my plate and handed me some ketchup. Well, it was delicious. I asked her what it was, and she said, Scrapple. And I said, Scrabble? Like the game? And she said, no, Scrapple. Peas, not bees. I ate some more, and it was still delicious, and I said to my Uncle Nelson, what is in this stuff exactly? And he said, everything the government won't let you put in a hot dog. I haven't thought about that much since, till today, when I finally got back to Delaware. That's a squirrel, incidentally. I don't think there's any squirrel in Scrapple. I could be wrong.
Since 1933, Hughes's Delaware-made Scrapple has been cooked up by the Hughes family right here in the quaint town of Felton, Delaware. It is a family business. Like many enterprises I've visited over the years, what's different here is the family members seem to be doing all the actual work.
All right, this would be the, I don't know what this is, but you're Dave, right?
Yep.
Mike.
Nice to meet you.
How are you? What's your name?
Tanya.
Tanya, and you are?
Dolly.
Dolly. Dave goes with Dolly, right?
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister. All right, and you are?
Dana.
Dana. Dana goes with Dolly also?
Daughter.
Brother, sister, daughter?
Taylor.
Taylor doesn't go with Dottie or Dana. You're a friend. You go with Tanya?
Yeah, that's my daughter-in-law.
This is your daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
And Taylor is?
Her best friend. Of the family.
Your best friend. Are you friends with her as well?
Yeah.
So, but you're better friends. She's better friends with her than you are.
Yeah.
That's why there's some space between you.
Yeah.
Are you in charge?
Yep, me.
All right. What's happening here right now?
We're wrapping scrapple. Wrapping up the one-pounders.
Wrapping up the one-pounders, and so obviously we have arrived in the middle of the process.
Yep.
When does your day actually begin?
6 a.m.
That's why we missed what could be a key element of the day.
Could have got up a little early.
Yeah, I know. We're getting old, and frankly, we just don't care as much as we used to. What is in it?
It's actually fat, back, and liver. Flour, cornmeal, sage, salt, pepper.
Fat back, liver, cornmeal, flour. Sage, salt, pepper, and flour? In some sort of,
mixture.
Yeah.
Remember, this is fat and liver from pigs that we're talking about. So the little oinkers are used for more than bacon and pork chops.
I like what she's doing.
You like what I'm doing?
What are you doing? The air comes through this tube and blows the meat off? Yeah, oh yeah. Can I do this first?
Yeah.
Because this is actually the key spot, right? I mean, you guys can only go as fast as she's going. All right, this is an ideal way for me to slow things down. She was taking this, sticking it down the side.
Down the side.
Right by that.
And put a little bit of air. On the pedal.
Meat falls out of the tube, in the vent.
And you put it over here.
Oh, right here. Like this?
No. Yep. Turn it
right
over.
Like that.
Turn it around.
Like this?
Yep. Turn it around.
Like this.
I'm
like
wrapping
that
one.
Like that.
Exactly.
Is that too confusing?
That was confusing. I didn't even see what happened. You can stand over here and supervise if you want.
Yeah, Tanya, help him out.
This just may be the last opportunity.
Get him some scrap.
For you and a wild boss somebody around. Now, if you haven't had a good look at it yet, that's the Scrapple.
That's Scrapple.
Looks kind of like meatloaf met Spam and then got extruded into its own special little tube.
A lot better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've had it before and I love it, but I've had it several times and it always tastes different.
Well, you know what? If you ain't never tried ours, you ain't gonna try Scrapple.
There are 3 Scrapple makers in the state of Delaware, but what sets the Hugheses apart is their secret recipe and the fact that they wrap their Scrapple by hand.
Now, what is all the stuff around the edge here, this custard?
It's
these
grease.
Grease.
Tanya, show them how to catch it out of the pan.
Yeah, show me how to catch it out of the pan. So from the pan to your hands, the meat never hits the steel. So now I catch the meat in my hand like that. I put this here. I take that there, and I hit you with a little of that.
Right.
Like that?
Exactly.
I got it. I got it. I got it. How long have you been doing this?
5 years.
5 years?
I married into this.
Who'd you marry?
The delivery driver.
What's his name?
Wesley.
That's
Wesley?
My son.
Yeah.
Will I meet him? He'll be here today?
As an interesting aside, the Hughes family doesn't simply work together. They live together. This house is right in front of the packing plant where we're currently working, and it's where Dolly and Dana live. Here's Taylor's house, and this is Dolly's ex-stepmother's house. Here's where David's ex-wife and kids live. David lives across the street from his ex-wife. The dad of Dolly and David lives here. Or maybe this is where Dolly lives and this is where David lives. It's all very confusing, but the point is, the family that scrapples together stays together.
Where do these go? Just stack them like that?
Give them to Aaron.
Aaron. Mike. How are you? I'm going to bring you some of these greasy, what do you call them? Tubs?
Pans.
Pans?
Yeah.
Plastic pans. Here you go, man.
Thanks, sir.
Anytime. You related to anybody here?
Yes, I have a cousin with...
Cousin of who? Your cousin of everybody? No, come on, really.
Second cousins with Dana?
No, second cousins Dolly. With Dana.
You don't even know who you're related to, man.
It's too big around here.
Third cousins to these two.
Just like one endless strand of DNA running through Delaware.
We gotta tell you, Aaron's done two tours over in Iraq.
Is that right?
Aaron has.
I had no idea.
Right, Aaron?
Where'd you get back?
2 tours in Iraq.
Yes, sir. I got back in September.
Yeah? Whereabouts?
Baghdad.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I get to come back to this.
Hey, back to the Meat Blowers Union. Welcome home, son.
With heroes like Aaron in the room, I was inspired to play my part in furthering the American dream. And today, it just happened to be making Scrapple with the Hugheses.
Now, what's going on here with that thing?
That's a hot iron.
That's hot?
Yes.
The hot pad is used to slightly melt the plastic wrap, providing a nice seal to keep the scrapple fresh.
Ready? Ow, damn, that's hot.
Look, that's why you do this.
You didn't tell me to do that.
Uh-huh, you didn't
know. No, you didn't. You didn't tell me.
I just told you that. I said do this.
Well, that... okay, and I'm sure you're right.
You got to be able to do it in 5 seconds or you can't stop.
No problem. Okay.
And then pull it over.
Pull this over.
Right.
Yeah.
And pick it up.
Pick it up.
Now put it on here.
Like that?
Yeah.
And then do it again on the other side.
Do your other side.
Hey, you're not the fastest wrapper in the bunch.
No, I'm not, but I am the newest. Doggone it.
There you go.
Look at this thing. It's got the whole ridge. You got to get points for difficulty on that. I guess that's not bad.
That's good.
You can take some of the shock and awe out of your voice and be more like a compliment.
You did very well there, Mike. I am so proud of you.
Okay. See?
With meat, flattery will get you everywhere. However, further examination by our cameraman exposed the truth of what the Hugheses thought of my scrapple wrapping technique.
Yeah, but this...
So you guys ain't got much done.
Yeah, your sister's just chatting away. Okay, Dolly, me and you and me.
Okay,
all right, we're gonna go for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay.
And whoever can do the most will be the one who does the most.
Exactly.
In 2 minutes. All right, when this little red hand gets to the 12, we roll.
Okay.
Me and you, you and me.
Back. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Coming up.
I'm counting mine.
I'm counting mine, too.
Insults fly at the merciless match of the meat manglers. Then we get some expert help with our fragile $50,000 Scrapple can. And later, in the shoe doctor's operating room, I polish up on my positive attitude.
So the main criteria to sit in the chair, you have to smile. If you don't smile, you gotta go.
Competition.
You're on your own.
I've been on my own all my life.
I'm counting mine.
I'm counting mine, too. I'm easy. I'm still on 1.
3. 4. 5. 3. 6. 7.
I'm on fire.
10.
4. Come on.
13.
Man, you're a good meat wrapper.
20 seconds.
14.
5.
That's it.
15.
Now, how many did Mike?
5.5.
But how many did he get in the box? That's the question.
Well, he wrapped 5, but he got 2 in there.
What didn't make it?
This has a rip in it.
Well, the paper was torn.
And this is scorched. Yeah.
Well, the meat was crooked.
Give back to him.
But this one's good. You can put it in there.
Okay, you got three.
Yeah, you got 3 in there.
You got 3 in there.
That way, when somebody gets it at the store, they'll know Mike cracked out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not? We'll put a little Dirty Jobs on it. This will be a special Dirty Jobs wrap. Let's put one of the Merry Maids on there. Yeah.
Now, if you think Dolly was fast, you ain't seen nothing. Because as soon as we graduated from the 1 pound scrapple loaves to the 2 pounders, they brought in the big guns.
All right.
Yep.
I need Jennifer and David to get in here.
Jennifer and David. Jennifer and David. That's what we need now. You're Jennifer?
Yes.
Mike? How are you?
Good. How are you?
If any of these gentlemen are in your way, throw an elbow. Just keep walking.
Oh, no.
Make a hole. Now, why is Jennifer coming in for the 2s?
She's fast.
So you've just been out there the whole time waiting to come in for the 2s?
Yes. I hate 1 pounders.
You're all about number 2.
I am.
All right, let's see. I want to behold. Might be a little sticky on the corner. Sorry about that.
This is what a packing process looks like when it's been perfected over 80 years.
Dynamo. Take 3 at a time.
In fact, it was Dolly and David's father who invented the machine to close the meat.
You're getting pretty good at that, man.
I think I've learned a secret now. You can actually pull the tub toward you a little bit.
You're going to take my job.
I think I already have.
I think so.
How do you get in the meat blowers union? Practice, practice, practice. Did you get a load of Jennifer over there? She is quick. I want to watch this. How long have you been doing this, Jennifer?
36 years.
36? Well, you're good at it.
No one knows for sure how Jennifer got so good at handling the meat, but I'm sure she's got her secrets.
You get in the zone, Jennifer? Do you get, like, where's your mind go when you're doing this?
As we finished the wrapping, I was sent to the loading dock to meet another family member.
Wesley. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm all right. You are Dolly's son?
Yep.
All right. All right, that makes Dave your uncle.
Yep.
Okay, good. This is your truck?
Yeah, this is my truck.
We loading it up?
Yes, we are.
To review, Wesley is married to Tanya, who is the third cousin to Aaron, who is the second cousin to Tanya's mother-in-law, which I think makes Wesley his own grandfather.
So the 2s go in the back?
Right in front of this box right here.
Like this?
Yeah.
Just thinking about it is exhausting.
Well, you act like you know what you're doing.
No, I'm a good stacker, man. I grew up playing Tetris. I can make stuff fit.
Every week, Wesley drives his truck to 81 stores and restaurants spread throughout the great states of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Just go 4 high with it.
4 high, you got it.
The stores take most of the 1 and 2 pounders.
Now, do these get a dose on? That's not a sentence.
But they also carry some 5 and 10 pounders for the restaurants.
Can you handle 2 at a time, Mike?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Oh, you might as well give me them 5s and 10s down there, too.
5s and 10s, all right. 5, 5, coming alive. 3 more 5s. And 3 more 5s. Anything else?
No, I think we're good. I'll shut the door and we'll go from there.
Still got a cameraman in the back of the truck.
Leave your cameraman right there. We can leave him right there.
Let's leave Troy back there. And it's probably a pretty good way for us to end the act. You'll close the door.
Yep.
We'll say goodbye.
All righty.
All right. When we come back, we're going to throw some more stuff in some sort of pot, and it's going to get hot, and then we're going to make more scrapple meat. All right. Nice work, Troy.
And later, I stir up some more trouble at Scrapple World headquarters.
That's not a good job. That's more like a bad dog.
While I was outside loading the truck, the wrapping department seemed to get along just fine without me.
The girls will be wrapping meat for... They never stop with the meat.
Never stop.
Because this stuff never stops either. What are we looking at here?
This is your fat, back, and liver cooking.
This is fat, back, and liver cooking right now?
Yep.
I love the smell of boiling pig fat and liver in the morning. It smells like, well, scrapple.
And how long has it been bubbling up like this?
That's a trade secret, but...
Okay.
It's till it cooks down.
Till it cooks down. All right, don't tell me any proprietary secrets. So, this has been here simmering for a while. We're going to take it out and do what?
We're going to put that grinder together, grind it into that tank right there, and then pump it right back in there.
Back in here?
Right back in.
Why?
Because then we'll put our flour, our seasoning in, and then put the flour and meal in, mix it up.
And then you take it back out.
And then you take it back out, grind it again, put it back in that. Then it pumps it up into that machine.
Yep.
And then it goes in the pan.
Got it.
As David and I were talking, I couldn't help but notice Casper, son of Tanya and Wesley, fourth cousin of Aaron, grandson of Dolly, and great-nephew of David. What caught our attention, though, was not simply his genealogy, but a certain curiosity for Doug's $50,000 Panasonic HDX 900. Nice save, Ryan. So, while David stirred the scrapple, we decided to satisfy Casper's curiosity with some less expensive technology. Barsky's portable camera.
Casper's gonna be a cameraman in the thing. Come here. All you have to do, you want to record, just press this red button, okay? And it starts just like that. So you're recording right now. All you got to do is point it wherever you want. See? Just like that. Really super simple. Just like this. So this guy in the green shirt, his name's Jones. You stay with him.
Okay.
Stay behind him and shoot. Wherever he goes, and just keep as many things in the frame as you can, okay? And when in doubt, shoot him. He's always fun. Okay? You got it?
All right, you can grab that, slide it right in there, and give her a twist so you know she goes in the hole.
Yep.
And take your blade.
Like that?
Same thing there.
Once assembled, the grinder will take all the boiling pig livers and fat back and process it much like you would ground beef.
We're in America now. You go this way to Dayton.
I see. See how I do that?
That's good.
Right? Man, you're a completely mobile.
That slides up there like that.
The contraption is basically a pumping station which will circulate the processed scrapple from the grinder and then back to the original boiling pot.
Now, don't take no rocket scientists. We're just going to dip all this, put it in there, and grind her up. Tip it right up in there like that.
That's pig liver and fat back.
Yep, that's pig liver and fat back. Eat like that all the time. Hot.
That's liver, all right. You make scrapple out of anything?
You know what? They do make some beef scrapple.
Yeah, or, I mean, why not? Why not deer scrapple?
Deer ain't got much fat on it. You need something with fat.
Well, fat does make it yummy.
Scrapple might contain a fair share of fat, but a few weeks on this job, and you'll be a lean machine. Look at David.
And look at you. How old are you?
47.
You're fit. Like, I mean, you're shredded.
I've always been that way, though. I've always seen what I did when I was in ninth grade.
But you've always done this.
With only one pot down, we're just getting started.
So that just slaps right in there. You hit the switch.
Yep.
Pump it right back in.
So it's all ground.
All ground. All your liver's ground up. Now you can come right back over here and start.
Same thing. Loading this way.
One squealing pot of pig after another was ground up and returned to whence it came.
This could wear you out after a day.
The work is exhausting and backbreaking.
It's just like a bottomless pit here, Dave.
Sure is.
It's like trying to eat soup with a hole in your spoon.
That's good enough. And we're ready to rock and roll again.
The average weight of an adult pig liver is about 2 pounds, and this vat is filled with over 250 of them. You do the math. Each time you empty one of these boiling pots, you've moved about 500 pounds of meat.
You're not the fastest dipper in the world, Mike.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not the fastest
dipper. Steady, though. Steady.
I'm steady. I'll stick around until it's done.
And about 200 hours later, we were done.
How you doing, Casper? Getting all the footage? Good man.
At least I thought we were done until Tanya showed up again.
For right now, we'll go back here and get some seasoning, and we'll put the seasoning in.
Great. This year's seasoning here.
Yeah.
This season goes to pot one?
Yeah.
What is this, Tanya? What seasoning is it?
Salt, pepper, and sage.
Salt, pepper, and sage. All right. All of it? Whole bag? We're both bags.
No.
Just one
bag. Just one bag. One bag per pot.
Now you'll mix that up right good so the salt don't lay on the bottom.
Cooking always reminds me of home, so it seemed appropriate to apply a special ingredient that we always had at the row house.
Pardon me.
Just kidding.
And if you sneeze, do the right thing. Turn that
way. Turn your head. Got it. Sorry, Jonesy.
That's good on that one.
That's good?
Yep. Good job.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Got it.
I learned a crazy little dance they call the Meat Packer Mambo.
Oh, sorry. That's really fast.
All right, now you can go with her and she'll tell you what to put the flour in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But before we could add the flour, sound man Jones had to reposition our newest cameraman, which gave our brilliant director Barsky a controversial idea.
You know, it's a hard thing to understand how we move around quickly. So what we're going to do to help you out, we're going to tie you to Jones. Okay? You don't have a problem with that, do you? Okay, great.
Yeah, that's good. I don't see what could go wrong here. What are you shooting right now, son? The ground, it looks like. Yeah, see that finger right there? Watch how much better your shot looks without your finger in it. There you go. Just like Doug. Just like Dan. We're set. Almost like Troy. Well, nobody's like Troy, really. All right, where were we?
Right at that side there, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Coming right over here, Jim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
I can't even begin to imagine. Although I bet you could put this in here, and I'm going to observe.
Yeah. Now, first thing you want to do is get it rolling up right good without splattering it out all over her, because she will cry.
I don't want to see her cry, no.
The contents of the pot are scalding hot. Contact with the skin would cause third-degree burns, just one of the many hazards of making scrapple.
Try to stay right in the middle like that.
But at least Casper's safe.
No, usually I burn her a couple of times and she'll squeal. And she'll fit.
It hurts.
I bet it does. You got scars? Scrapple scars?
I do.
He does.
When'd you do that?
Last week. Because once this stuff gets thick, when it gets on you, it stays on you.
Yeah. Was that a burn or is that a cut?
That's a burn.
That's a burn? Yeah, that's a burn.
When it starts getting thick like that, then you pretty much gotta go to the bottom after every scoop.
You can really see it start to fatten up.
Yep.
Moving the liver from the pot to the grinder is a workout.
Look at that thing bending.
But stirring in the flour and cornmeal, that's a serious workout.
Yeah, man, you'd be devastating in a kayak. Yeah. Yeah, you need a pace and a rhythm you can maintain for four pots.
So the next three pots were reserved for Tanya and me.
Think you can handle it?
Probably not, but I'll give it a shot.
Ready?
You bet. I'm ready. I'm scared to death of splattering you.
It's going to be okay. No, don't worry. I'm used to it.
Completely deforming you.
Dave actually splattered me in my eye, so as long as you don't do that, we'll be okay.
No safety glasses?
No safety glasses.
Okay.
Turns out Tanya and I make a pretty good team.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
It doesn't look easy, to be honest with you. But it looked a heck of a lot easier than it is.
Because I think you're doing such a good job, you can do this one.
Yeah.
One pot after the other, we got all our scrapple mixed.
Not bad for the first time.
That's actual work. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Real work.
Of course, I won't be able to move my arms tomorrow.
How many more steps are there, just out of curiosity?
Well, next we will pump it into the panner, and then you'll have real fun trying to keep up with the panner.
I look forward to that.
The panning process. It's basically a series of repeat performances from another round of grinding to pumping to an encore of Jennifer, the fastest scrappler to the side of the Mississippi.
All right, Jenny, what is the machine called?
Panning machine.
Panning?
Panning machine. Pan-
no pet name?
No, no pet name.
You know?
No.
Okay.
No.
Nothing. You know, you're not into the pet name thing?
No. We cuss it every now and then, but
cuss
you can't do that on air.
Yeah, actually, you can.
Oh, okay.
We'll bleep.
Okay.
We'll bleep the out of you.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right.
So these are the little one-pounders.
Take this button, push it this way. Now, it's going to go a little fast, so you'll want to be ready.
Maybe you should go ahead and show me. Got this. What was that?
Even I messed up.
Ugh.
You ready?
Everybody rolling?
Come on, honey, you got it. Good job.
That's not a good job. That's more like a bad dog. Show me how you do it again. You're taking them off the stack like that as you go? Run out of room over here.
Put them up on that cart.
Just do that.
Yes.
I got it. No, too much. Oh, sorry. That's really fast. That's really fast. I do a lot better when these are out.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
I do a lot better when I'm cheating. Lava scrapple.
Now, because they wanted a few pans of scrapple left over to actually sell, Jenny and I switched places.
Now you're doing this, and I'm doing this,
yeah.
And trying to keep this clear for you the whole time?
Yeah. Falling behind, Mike.
Ow. Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's hot. 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 Scrapple burn. You ever read any Kafka? He would love it here. This is the devil.
Is it burning your fingers?
It's the devil's machine. It's just too fast. I mean, I get the idea, guys. This is
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Day,
yeah, day. Exactly.
So these then go just in the cooler. They sit. And then the next morning, bright and early, you come in and you start where we started today.
Yep.
I really feel as though... One more. Just Just one more pass. Check this out. And a little bit of that, 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 and a little bit of that. That is a sign for me to leave.
For you to leave? Thank you.
Thanks. It's been an education.
Nice meeting you.
I'm going to send in some people to clean that up for you.
Okay, you do that.
But who would be willing to clean up my mess?
Yikes.
Dolly or Wesley? Tanya could work out. Maybe even Casper. Well, doesn't really matter. It'll get done, because the Hugheses are one big, hard-working family. Coming up...
Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up, Dave.
A man they call the shoe doctor helps me do major surgery on Barsky's beat-up boots.
No. You're not giving him a body scrub.
No, I'm not. I assure you.
San Francisco's a great walking city. Because when your shoes get all scuffed up, you can walk over here to the San Francisco Hotel for the best shoe shine in town.
Those are Dave's shoes. This is Alan Feaster. Alan Feaster, like Easter with an F.
That's right.
He's the shoe doctor, and he is in. And we are at the St. Francis. And we're going to learn today everything there is to learn about polishing shoes.
No. Take care of shoes.
What's the difference between polishing and taking care of?
Polishing is when you're destroying the leather. Taking care of it is when we do it together. I'll show you how to do that.
All right, now, if I'm walking through an airport and I want to get a quick shoe shine, are they polishing my shoes or are they taking care of my shoes?
They're murdering your shoes.
They're murdering?
Yes.
Well, why is the world full of shoe murderers?
Because they don't know, they don't understand the principle of how to take care of the shoe.
Tell me how long you've been taking care of people's shoes.
10 years.
All the people and all their shoes come to you. I mean, you are the shoe doctor.
The
You're
doctor.
Dug in one of the most famous hotels on the planet.
That's right.
And they just come to you and you make their shoes beautiful.
Exactly.
Are they appropriately grateful, in your opinion?
Without a doubt.
All right, good. How much do you charge?
$8 million.
$8 million. Seems pricey. Seriously?
I just take away, I tell them to take away all the zeros. Just $8.
$8. All right, $4 a foot?
$4 a foot, you can say that, right?
All right. Dave's shoes, at a glance, look like they could, like they need to be taken care of.
Very much so.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad. He's rough on them.
He's rough on them. He's had them up Troy's butt twice. So when somebody sits down in your chair the first time, just walk me right to the... I want to understand the difference between polishing and taking care of them. And I want people to understand what it is you do day in and day out.
Okay, immediately when they walk into my stand, I let them know that I don't do shoe shines. They ask me, what do I do? I say, I do shoe care. And then also, the main criteria to sit in the chair, they have to smile.
Smiling, Dad?
You have to smile. You can't get shoe care if you don't smile.
Okay, right.
Because everybody has to smile one time.
And why wouldn't we be smiling? Because it's...
some people have issues, and they come in with all the issues, too, you know. I'm
like, they can leave their issues outside.
But that's why I'm the shoe doctor.
Yeah, okay. Right. And the doctor is in.
The doctor is in.
All right, what's the first step, then?
You have to put the gloves on.
Okay.
Gotta have gloves.
You got an extra pair?
I have an extra pair.
Dr. Feaster works 5 to 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. In a typical week, he'll polish about 42 pairs of shoes. But if a convention is in town, that number will shoot up to 120 pairs a week. San Francisco is one of the most popular convention sites in the U.S., so Alan keeps plenty busy.
Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up, Dave.
Because I don't touch socks. You know, most shoe shiners, they touch socks and mess up socks and everything.
You just don't bother with the socks.
I don't mess with this. I don't
what
need
about
to
with the laces?
I don't even mess with the laces because that's too tedious. It takes so much time. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys are always on the hurry.
Right.
I got nowhere to go.
It's not a massage, dude.
And I just take this cleaner and I just start cleaning. Now, this is just a brown cleaner because this is conducive to the color of the shoe. We're going to do that side.
That's I'll do this side.
I'll let you do that side.
Same rag?
Same rag. We're working hand in hand here. Just me and you together.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
I got you.
Working together. No. Do not brush it. You're not scrubbing him. You're not giving him a body scrub.
No,
not tonight.
I assure you.
Just go like that and get it off. You don't need to give him a body scrub. We're just doing that right there. Saturated, just go over there gently. You know, there you go. Get the rhythm going because you've got to have a little rhythm when you're a doctor.
I, really, most doctors have rhythm music?
No, some of them, at least the ones that do shoes.
I just had a checkup the other day, and I didn't notice any rhythm at all in my doctor. It was a turn your head, it was a cough, and there was no rhythm.
No, not one of them. That's why I have my glove, too.
Once a year now, I'm doing that whole routine.
Oh, man.
Have you had that done? You taking care of the plumbing?
Yeah, I had to do that a couple of
times. I don't want to pry, but, man, it's still fresh in my mind. It's a heck of a thing.
I didn't appreciate it myself, you know.
I didn't appreciate it either. I mean, the guy didn't even light a candle. No flowers, no nothing. Just straight on up there, man.
All right, that's not good. Okay, now we've got that clean up. Here's the next process. Now, we're going to use the light brown on his shoes, okay? This is the cream. Now, this cream is very special. It's Meltonian cream, but you cannot get this cream in a retail store.
Meltonian. Is that the manufacturer?
That is the manufacturer. We'll never see this product in a retail store. The ingredients they use is... It does three things to leather. Conditions it, shines it, and cleans the leather. You can put a lot of it on it, but don't get too much. Don't get carried away.
My feet feel cool.
It's because I'm touching them.
Don't get excited now. Watch it. No. See, you got to watch it because you can't touch the socks. So when you're the doctor, you don't touch socks. So you got to watch what you're doing.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, get it right here.
Got some on his laces. That's okay?
That's all right. Don't worry about that because when we get the brush in, it's going to be fine. All right. Now we got the cream on there. Then... Here's where most shoe shiners, they use the wax from the can. Now, you notice we did not use the wax to shine the leather. But I do use the wax for one purpose, because, see, a lot of shoe shines, they only last 2 or 3 days, and it's gone.
Yeah.
That's because the wax is just sitting on top of the leather, drying it out, is also messing up the clothes. And what happens is, when you see a leather shoe crack right here, then you can rest assured the entire shoe is already dried out.
From the wax.
That's why I call them shoe murderers.
Shoe killers.
That's a shame.
It's a crime.
That's for sure. But, I go to some legislature for that kind of stuff.
You should.
I did.
Because no one's representing the shoe victims.
Yeah,
they're horribly disenfranchised, constituency.
I believe that.
Prior to the 1830s, there was no difference between a left and right shoe for the average American. But with the advent of the duplicating lathe, a cobbler in Philadelphia created shoe forms that allowed mass production of left and right shoes. By 1841, the U.S. military issued left and right shoes to soldiers. And by 1851, the left-right designation was standard.
I use this wax just like this. A little dab, a do you.
I can do that.
Now you got to say a little dab of do you now.
I'm going to.
Hold on a second. What's that? I mean, that's a smudge from the other stuff.
Don't worry about all that. Huh? I mean, you're concentrating on your camera. We're taking care of your feet, all right?
Exactly.
All right. Show a little gratitude.
I'm taking care of it. Just want to make sure you do yours.
2 ears, 1 mouth.
No. With the rag, you gotta go a little.
See?
Do it one more time. See, we'll do it one more little. See, you gotta add a little bit more. But see, you do a little. Dab.
Oh, each time you come back.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you now. Right. It's gonna be easier with my left hand over here. I got you.
You're left handed?
No.
Okay.
Well, you already did it, though, so you don't have to do it again.
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
Well, just do it one more time.
A little.
Little.
Dab. Damn.
You know, had that little...
You know what? It was a spasm.
Now, see, that's how things happen when, you give me a bad reputation when you do something like that.
There's no such thing as a bad reputation. You either have a reputation or you don't.
Well, when you mess up a shoe like a sock, that's like messing up my reputation.
I didn't touch a sock. I went right for a hairy
chap. Trying to get him zebra skin. Okay, I understand. Darken up his skin.
That's what I'm going at. I'm going for this little freak show right there.
You know what I mean? Because, maybe he wanted that. Did you want to get a little darker over here? Because, instead of going to the tan salon or something, did you want to do something like that? Yeah.
Would you like a wax day?
Listen, all I can
it's
tell
just
you...
Gonna, it's the brown pot. It does wash up.
Little devil.
He's in a bad position if I spasm back. Let me tell you that.
That's very true.
Okay, now, can we start brushing? As we brush, you're going to see the real shine come on that leather.
I got to jump out of there.
Just by brushing. Without using all that wax.
Man, you're crappy boots have never looked so good.
Now, that looks good. I always say, does that look good? And they'll say, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, that looks good.
But that's not the best.
You think you're done. You're not done.
Watch this. I say a little pressure. that is a chic hair. There we go. Now, don't have to be so big, this, but you know.
All the way up the tongue.
Then do the sides.
Hey, can you get your...
You keep knocking it off.
It's a little pressure there, Sally.
What happened, buddy?
Get lean into it there a little bit. Pretty soothing. Is this soothing for you?
His was.
Well, you know, a lot of guys, they won't admit the fact that it is good. That it feels like they're getting a nice foot massage or something. But you know, I get some of them that say, ooh, that sure feels good. Then I say, well, I know.
Like maybe a little too good. Yeah, maybe it freaks them out a little bit.
You know, no, it depends, you know. Uh-huh. Now you got to go with it. Just yeah. Now, but there's one more thing.
Yeah.
Now, here, a little shoe hair. We call those strings right here. Is it like that? Mm-hmm. They call them shoe hair. I call them shoe hairs.
Why are you cutting my pants?
Because I don't like these things holding on to... You see, I don't like these little strings hanging on my shoes.
They're my shoes.
No, they're not mine. Right, they're yours, they're like when you get down. They're mine when you're sitting in a chair. Okay?
Pretty simple.
And isn't that simple enough? When you're the doctor, you don't tell the doctor what to do when he knows what he's doing. Is that correct?
I'm with you 100%.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, look, I mean, can you help my shoes?
I can.
Let me show you something. This right here, a couple weeks ago, I was down in Louisiana with those lunatics on that crab fishing show.
Okay.
You know, the captains.
Uh-huh.
And I was interviewing them, and at the end, they all took a cream pie, out from under their chair and hit me over the head with it. They covered me with cream pies.
Oh, and you did all of
those. Because they're very, very funny people.
The lunatics I refer to are, of course, the captains of Deadliest Catch. Discovery Channel's second best show, right after Dirty Jobs. For years, they've been envious of our success.
Welcome to the club, brother.
Finally, they could hold it in no longer. That's my analysis, anyway.
This is the dirtiest job.
Now, I didn't think... See, that's an impossible stain to get out.
You know what that is? That's a whole bunch of junk, see?
It's cream. And it's Boston cream pie. There's caps thrown.
And it has some type of chemicals in it. You just added a character to your shoes.
You're the doctor, and so basically I can get a note from the doctor.
You can.
And I can send the captains of the Deadliest Catch a bill.
That's right.
They destroyed my shoes.
They did. They did.
Talking to you, Sig Hansen.
They did.
Jonathan Hillstrand.
You tell them.
Brother Andy.
You tell them.
Colburn.
From the shoe doctor.
Yeah, throwing their pies on me.
Man. That's a shame.
That sound there, I didn't see what caused it. Was it you or did you squirt something?
No, that was...
Please tell me you squirted something.
I squirted something. It wasn't me.
Good. See, there it is again. Right there. It's a very disappointing sound.
Here we go. Look at that shoe come back to life.
So you love what you do?
I love it. I have to do because, like I said, there's a criteria. You have to smile when you sit in my chair. You must smile. If you don't smile, you gotta go.
Pleasure to meet you.
For sure.
Don't come to San Francisco without coming to the St. Francis and saying hey to Alan. Just bring a 10 with you. Maybe 15. 15 would be good.
But that'd be nice.
It'd be nice. I mean, you're nice. Saying whatever.
You know what's coming, don't you? Yeah, this is the part where I ask you to go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and submit your ideas for dirty jobs. What you might not know is I'm relying on you to do that. I haven't had an original idea in nearly a year and a half, and that's the truth. I'm depending on you to keep me covered. Much obliged.
I thought you had my back.
You walked away.
I thought you could do it, darling.
You chose poorly.
I thought you could do it, darling.
Well, you know, I think we all learned a valuable lesson here. Five, four, three, two, one. Scrap off.